Here my soul was kept wrestling for a day and a night. The second day I was so overcome with earnestness in prayer that I was obliged to leave my work and go into my bedroom and take my Bible, and kneeling down before my God with it shut, wrestled with him till body and soul were in an agony, that he would be pleased to grant that I might open the Bible, and that the first words I met with might decide the matter whether or not. So at last I opened the Bible, and the first words I saw were, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Luke 11:13. Oh, the power, the glory, the majesty, the sweetness and goodness of God the Holy Ghost that shined in me and overwhelmed me was such that I can never find words to express, for it beggars all language to describe. I had just power to crawl on the bed, and there I lay for a time, and had neither power to move or speak for the blaze of glory that shined in me and upon me. Oh, how my poor soul was liberated! The old lying devil fled away and left the dear comforter and my soul together. The whole Bible appeared as if it were opened up to my soul. What beauties I saw in the covenant of grace! What wonders I beheld in the glorious doctrine of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three distinct persons in one God! How clearly did I see God the Father in his stripping, emptying, and condemning me as a sinner by his righteous law! How I was astonished at the great condescension of God the Son in taking my nature into union with his divine person, humbling himself and becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, that such a wretch as I might be saved with an everlasting salvation! Oh, the wonderful glory I saw in God the Holy Ghost, as my dear comforter, whose prerogative it is to take of the things of Christ and reveal them to the soul! I was a living witness that none could call Christ Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Here my soul was kept for some time with sweetness, humility, softness, and meekness, and the precious Bible was so dear to my soul that I found it to be indeed a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. Oh, the glory and beauty which my soul beheld in the church being chosen by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and sanctified by the Holy Ghost! How my heart burned with zeal to God in his cause! Truly I was willing to be anything or nothing that God might be glorified. For a time things went on comfortably, and I fully believed that all was right and straight respecting my call to the ministry, and that the devil was so completely silenced that it was out of his power to bring anything more to upset me. But alas, alas, this was not the case, for after I had had a few weeks' rest, he comes with a fresh thing, and tells me that opening the Bible as I did and fixing my eyes upon the first text was all chance work, and that I might as well have chanced to fix my eyes upon some other words as those, so that could be nothing to depend upon that it was from God. For, said he, you never had a text that came with power to your mind, just suited to your case, that you have never read, heard, seen, or opened upon. Now, if God has indeed called you to the work, why did he not send some text into your soul that you never heard of, nor knew to be in the Bible? Surely the Lord is able to do so, and if you were one that he has thrust out into his vineyard, you would have had it before now. Well, thinks I, perhaps it might have been chance, and I may have been deceived. It might have happened to another who had opened the Bible in the same way. Surely the Lord is able to send me a text that I never saw or read in the Bible. My soul had now a fresh errand to the throne of grace, that God would send me a text with power, and that I never knew was in the Bible, just pointed to my case. So on I went, crying from day to day, Lord, make it manifest in my soul that thou hast sent me to preach the gospel by sending into my heart with power some precious text that I never knew was in the Bible, and then I shall be satisfied that thou hast sent me and art my God. God, however, appeared to take no notice of me, and here I went on from day to day, constantly crying for it, and God denying me it, till at last I began to fear that I must be deceived, and that God had never sent me to the work. Then all my old fears came upon me again, like an army that I had run before I had been sent, and that God would make it manifest after all what I was. One night, after the family had gone to bed, such a wrestling spirit of prayer came upon me, and that I could not rest, and I told the Lord that I could neither go to bed nor hold my peace until he had satisfied me whether he had sent me to preach or not. And truly it was the case, for such a spirit of prayer came upon me, and text upon text so flowed into my soul to encourage me to ask and it shall be given, that I went down upon my knees, and there I had such a wrestling with cries and tears that some of my clothes were quite wet with the tears that flowed from my poor eyes. At last I looked up unto the Lord, just like a child, and said in the simplicity of my heart, Lord, am I thy child? Art thou my father? Wilt thou not be angry with me for asking thee to grant me my petition? If it displease thee, I will not ask it any more, for my will is thy will. The answer was with a smile, Ask, and it shall be given thee. Well, cried I, like a child, blessed be thy precious name, that thou art not angry with such a poor worm, that I am but dust and ashes. If it please thy blessed majesty to condescend to hearken to my poor petition, and to grant me my request, my petition and request is that thou wilt send me a precious portion of a text of Scripture, which I have never heard nor read nor know to be in the Bible, and with such power and holy anointing to my poor cast down soul, as to raise me up to the blessed confidence that thou hast sent me to preach, and bring it with a blessed testimony that thou art with me. While I was thus in simplicity, opening my very heart and soul to the Lord, these words sounded both in my ears and in my heart, in such a manner as if the whole earth heard them as well as myself. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. Oh, what I felt under it I can never describe. I was confident that the words were in the Bible, from the power I felt from them, and the glory that followed them, for such light and glory came with them, and such humility, meekness, and confidence were produced by them, and such a complete sweeping away of the devil, and with all his buts, ifs, and hows, that I was confident that none but God could do it. The words I was confident I had never heard or seen before, and every word came with such power as if it had been printed in my heart by the finger of God. I appealed to the devil and asked him if I had ever heard or known these words before, but poor wretch, he was silent enough. And my poor soul was so full of love and wonder at the amazing goodness, condescension, and grace of my covenant God, that for days together I hardly knew what I was about. But at every opportunity I could get, I was searching the Scriptures to see if I could find out the words. At this time I had only a very small concordance, and so that I could not find them by it. At last, I came to the prophecy of Micah and was wonderfully delighted in reading the fourth chapter till I came to the last words, and there I lighted upon the very words that had come to my mind word for word. I felt as if my soul would have split my body asunder with the feeling I had of love, praise, adoration, and thanksgiving to the dear name of my dear Lord. Oh, how precious did the word sound again in my soul. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Oh, the delight and joy I found for some time in the blessed word of the Lord. It was my meat and drink to read it and pray over it. I felt confident that the Lord was with me and that all was right, though at the same time I could not tell from day to day how we were to get through the difficulties we had to grapple with. But I was confident that the Lord would be with me and bring me through to the honor of his name. But the devil started another thing which tried me sore, that I had never had any real proof that anyone's soul had been brought out of bondage into happy liberty through me. And how could I ever prove that God had sent me into the vineyard? For, said he, whomsoever God sends with a message of salvation, he blesses that message to the deliverance of poor captives, and the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound, and the declaring of the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, thought I, and this is truth, for if God has truly sent me, he will bless me, as his mouth, in the deliverance of poor souls from the bondage and curse of the law. But the devil could not sink me down so low as he had done before, for these words, precious words, came again, Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. And they so encouraged me that I was enabled to look to and hope in the Lord for the fulfilling of them in God's own time. And I firmly believed that the Lord would make it manifest in his own season. And here I was kept, praying, watching, and hoping, and for a long time.